Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive here on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We got a lot to get into in today's show. We are off a little bit earlier today than usual because we are handing things off to the Kansas City Royals. Today, the Royals are celebrating their championship in 1985. Tomorrow, they will be celebrating their championship in 2015. We had Eric Hosmer on the show earlier this week. Here's what he had to say his favorite memory was from when they won the World Series a decade ago.
But one that comes to mind, I mean, I'm out here up in the Northeast right now, and I drive by Citi Field quite often, and I'm sure you guys see on social media, I like to mess with these people out here in the Northeast, saying the stadium still smells like champagne. And, you know, I will never forget the moment where Kane hit the bases-clearing double against Bartolo Colon, and everybody in New York just kind of cleared out. And there was the family section and then another section of Royals fans in the very top left corner. And it just seemed like we had taken over the baseball world, so to speak. And that just jumps to mind when I think of 2015. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it.
There are so many things to talk about from the team in 2015. Let's at least start with this point. I think that this weekend is a celebration of the past. I also think it's a look to the future. The Royals accomplished something very special in 1985. They took us on a magical journey in 2015. If you think about tomorrow, now with Noah Cameron getting the start, Noah Cameron is somebody who was born in St. Joe, grew up a Royals fan. This was his hometown team. He gets a chance to start at one of the more prominent regular season games on their schedule today. So I'm looking at what they accomplished in 2015, what they accomplished in 1985. It's a really special weekend out at Kauffman Stadium. If you look at the weather, if you look at the opponent, how the Royals have been playing of late, what they are celebrating. I mean, we're talking about 30,000 people being at the ballpark each of these next 2 days. Tomorrow, they are doing, I'm guessing, their most popular giveaway this season. They're doing a replica 2015 ring, and they're giving it to the first 25,000 people out there. I don't care what you think about attendance. If they're giving away a replica ring from that year's team, they're giving them all away. So at a minimum, they're doing the 25,000. I think they'll get closer to 35,000 people out there tomorrow to help celebrate this team. So I think it's a really exciting time to be going out to Kauffman Stadium. I plan on going out there tomorrow. I plan on going to the stadium on Sunday as well. I just want to see the Royals in a good weather, great ballpark, go up against the St. Louis Cardinals. I think it's going to be a great weekend out at Kauffman Stadium. We also asked Eric Hosmer about his mad dash home. Here's what he said.
Oh, man. It's so fun going through it, too, because every time I felt like it's such a good idea, and every time I go back and look at the highlight, I feel like I could have got so much more off the bag, like initially when David had the ball, but I felt like it was a great idea literally until he let go. And then I was like, man, I just have to get to this plate and touch the plate before he tags me somehow, some way. And thank God it worked out the way we did. But, you know, I know everyone always hears me talk about it was in the scouting report. The coaches, Jersh, Rusty, everyone continued to talk about it. So I truly believe that that had something to do with my decision and just taking off.
We talked about this earlier with Josh Vernier. I think the most redeeming qualities about the Royals in 2015 is it was about all of them. The success in 2015 was not about one superstar. It was about them as a collective. And what was cool about their team, and fairly unique, I would say, for a championship team, there aren't many teams that I would say kind of fit this criteria. If you poll 10 Royals fans, they will give you 8 different answers on who their favorite Royal was. Maybe it's Alex Gordon. Maybe it's Alcides Escobar, Lorenzo Cain, or Eric Hosmer, or Alex Gordon, or Mike Moustakas. Maybe you love HDA. It's like, whatever you think, it applies to the 2015 Royals. They were the most resilient team that I can remember. It was really hard to get the Royals down. It was even harder to keep the Royals down in 2014 and 2015. And it was just a magical run of a year and a half where I certainly think that Kansas City is a football city and loves the Kansas City Chiefs. It is very, very hard to explain to somebody that wasn't around in 2014 and 2015 the love affair that this city and this community had with the baseball team during that time. And they were the biggest story at one point. I know the Chiefs have gone off and they have been the greatest dynasty maybe in the history of the National Football League. It was just different in 14 and 15. The celebration to celebrate the Royals in 2015, in my opinion, it was just bigger than the celebration that the Chiefs have had. Now, some of it is it was first. It was your first championship parade. It was the first time that you saw one of your teams win a championship. It also was a culmination of everything that they had accomplished over that year and a half stretch. It was a lot of fun, and I expect a lot of people to come out to Kauffman Stadium this weekend and give the 2015 team their flowers. I think it's going to be a very, very special game to be out at Kauffman Stadium. We'll talk some Royals in this 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk some Chiefs in this 5 o'clock hour, but you know what? I want to take a very specific journey, and let's get the opening day lineup in 2015 as only Rob can do it. Take it away, Rob.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Carrington, an opening day in 2015, the Royals throttled the White Sox 10-1 with Yordano Ventura on the mound. Here was your lineup as the Royals were defending AL champions. Leading off at shortstop, Alcides Escobar.
This is my Kansas City Royals. The Royals aren't official if Alcides Escobar is not hitting leadoff.
Batting second, the third baseman, Mike Moustakas.
Moose hitting two in this lineup. Okay, interesting.
He homered on this day, or on opening day that year.
Of course he did.
Batting third, the center fielder, Lorenzo Cain. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eric Hosmer. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Kendrys Morales.
Morales was a very, very important pickup. I don't think that Kendrys Morales gets nearly the amount of love that he should for his contribution to the Royals back in 2015. In 2015, he was almost exactly what the Royals needed. He was really good in 2015. Let me pull up his stats here for you guys very quickly. In 2015, Kendrys Morales hit .290 with a .362 on base percentage, had 22 home runs, and 106 RBIs. We got to give Kendrys Morales his credit for what he contributed to the Royals in 2015. After losing Billy Butler, Kendrys Morales stepped in very nicely to hit fifth for the Royals.
Batting sixth, the left fielder, Alex Gordon.
One of the major things with the Royals, too, and we talk about the Royals today, is when we go through their 6, 7, 8, 9, if you're telling me Alex Gordon hit sixth in your lineup, you built a really, really strong lineup. This isn't Alex Gordon that was playing for the Royals in 2018. This is in his prime, one of the 5 best left fielders in baseball. A guy that was going to hit for average, hit for power, drive runs in Alex Gordon. He was hitting 6th for the Royals in 2015.
Batting 7th in right field, Alex Rios.
Alex Rios. He's going to give you a professional AB, a professional at bat, my friend.
Batting 8th, the catcher, Salvador Perez.
Salvi hitting 8th. Salvi's hitting eighth for the 2015 Royals and hitting third for this team. Fourth for this team.
And batting ninth, the second baseman, Omar Infante.
Alex Rios. I can't get over Alex Rios. What a professional hitter.
The Royals, as I mentioned, won on this day.
He wasn't that bad. I'm looking back at Alex Rios.
He got hurt.
He wasn't that bad. I'm saying he wasn't that bad for the Royals when he was up. He wasn't bad.
By the way, the Royals got six strong innings that day from Yordano Ventura, and then the bullpen did what the bullpen does. Herrera, Davis, and Madsen gave up just one runner in the game, and the Royals throttled Jeff Samardzija's White Sox 10-1 on opening day in 2015.
Jeff Samardzija. Were you at this game? I feel like I was at this game, and I just don't remember it.
I didn't get to go to a lot of opening days in the 2014-2015 window because work.
No, I understand. I was at opening day in 2016. I remember they
I was at that one because they raised the flag.
I remember they played the Mets.
And that was a Sunday night baseball, ESPN.
Have they played on Sunday night baseball since that game? Maybe they did in 16, but I don't remember it.
If they did, I have no recollection of it.
I would love for the Royals to play on Sunday night baseball. Can we get a Royals-Guardians Sunday night baseball game?
Is Sunday night baseball still a thing? Like, didn't ESPN...
Yeah, just only the Yankees and Dodgers can play in it, though.
Hey, the Dodgers are coming to town in a few weeks. There you go.
Those are the only teams that can play in Sunday night baseball. Nobody else can participate for Sunday night baseball. That is kind of how that thing works. All right, let's continue to talk about the Royals, who host the Cardinals this weekend. 913-586-7965. I am happy that the Cardinals being in town doesn't feel like a big deal anymore. This isn't a conversation about the Royals having a rival or not having a rival. For those of you that have been watching baseball for quite some time, you remember how big of a deal interleague play weekend was. For the Subway Series or see the Dodgers go up against the Giants, it was like a big deal. You only got 2 weeks to see the teams that you really wanted to see. Now, I understand tradition, but baseball had to go to a different structure on how we put the schedule together. It doesn't make sense that Shohei Ohtani doesn't go play at every park in the country. Everybody wants a chance to see baseball's biggest star. You certainly have enough games that why is he never playing in certain venues? He should go to Wrigley Field every single year. That's how it should be.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So I am just happy now that we mix it up a little bit. You get a chance to see Shohei come to town. You get a chance to see Bryce Harper and the Phillies come to town. I am just happy that we stopped this American League, National League nonsense with the pitchers having to hit and you can't see certain teams and you can't see certain players. And we have just thrown everybody into one big pot so everybody gets to come to town. So it's just not a big deal when a National League team comes to town anymore like it was. We don't have to just get those 2 weeks of only getting a chance to see the Giants or the Dodgers or whatever National League team. I am just happy that now playing the National League team is normal. So the Cardinals coming to town just doesn't feel like a big deal like it used to back in 2002.
Also, for our entire childhood, whenever the Cardinals came to town, it was like the Royals would vomit out as much 85 content as they could possibly muster. Hey, did you know Willie Wilson and Greg Pryor and Brett Saberhagen are going to be in town? And that was cool for our parents who saw those games. But Carrington, at a certain point, going to see Royals and Cardinals as a kid was like, it was nauseating to get 500 different, hey, remember 1985 clips and highlight. It actually makes me happy that Royals and Cardinals this week, as much as the celebration about both those teams, and that is happening, that Royals and Cardinals is more than just a trip down memory lane and the Cardinals come in and just smoke the Royals off the baseball field. The actual baseball on the field, while second fiddle this week, is like a 1B to the 1A of the celebration. Where me and you would go to Cardinals and Royals games, it was cool because it was a St. Louis home game, and then the Jumbotron would just keep playing 85 highlights, which eventually became just too much to deal with.
I also think that in a lot of ways, the Royals have simply advanced past this. Like when you were a Royals fan in 2007, you didn't really have a lot to look forward to. And a lot of times, you weren't necessarily going to the park based on who was on the Royals, you were going based on who they were playing. I want to go see the Royals play fill in the blank team. Well, now you go out there because you want to see Bobby. You want to see Salvi. You want to see Vinny Pasquantino. Like, you like your team more. And playing the Cardinals is not the highlight of the Royals season. It shouldn't be the way that it was 15 years ago. No, it's part of it, but they're going to have other weekends like this. Coming up in 2 weeks, they have the Tigers at home. That's a really important series against the Tigers at home. The Tigers lead your division. The Tigers are a little bit ahead of you. Winning that series or sweeping that series has a big implication for the Royals. They didn't have Big Slick when they first started interleague play. That's a big weekend out at Kauffman Stadium. You mentioned the Dodgers. They come to Kansas City over the weekend. The Royals have concerts now that happen over the weekend. People go out there. It felt like for a long period of time, the Cardinals series were, hey, outside of opening day, if you want to go out to the ballpark and see what a full stadium would look like and feel the excitement of what it felt to go to an important Major League Baseball game, then you got to go to the Cardinals series, because if you don't, they just don't have many of those other games on the schedule. They're going to have, in theory, 15 to 20 more games this season that are like the one that they have today, that are like the one that they have tomorrow, where they're going to honor the 2015 team. Now, sure, they're not going to have maybe all the pageantry where Eric Hosmer throws out the first pitch to Salvador Perez and they do all of those things. But if you want to go out and see 25, 26, 30,000 fans and really get that feel and energy of what it's like to be at that game, they're just going to have a bunch of those over the course of the season. So I think in that way, the Cardinals series isn't nearly as important as it was 20 years ago.
I also think, and we mentioned the 2015 team, it was around that time that fans stopped caring about the nostalgia and started caring about the baseball on the field. And I think we're entering that same wave right now. Like, last weekend, the Royals did big attendance numbers. They did, what, 90,000 over three days? They didn't do that because it was, hey, we're going to honor the 85 team and honor the 15 team. That's obviously going to buoy attendance. But they got a big number last week because of the baseball team. They're going to get a big number, I think, next weekend, or I guess maybe it's weekend after next, when they take on the Detroit Tigers, a potential first-place matchup in Kansas City. They're going to do a big number because of the baseball team on the field. This weekend is fun. It's a celebration of the two World Series teams, and that is a moment that will live in Kauffman and Royals lore forever. But I think as much as anything, you're seeing it doesn't take these little gimmicky World Series moments to get people back to the ballpark. People are going to the ballpark on weekends now to see Bobby Witt, to see Vinny Pasquantino, to see a team that is one of the best pitching staffs in baseball battle for the division. I remember feeling that way in 2013 when James Shields got traded. Oh, people are coming to the K not because it's new and has a Ferris wheel or a, you know, what is it, the new outfield experience. They're coming to the K to watch the baseball, and I'm starting to feel that rhythm again in town right now.
The top story today is the San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy has signed a new contract. He has signed a five-year, $265 million extension with the San Francisco 49ers. The contract for Brock Purdy, it guarantees him $181 million. It also includes $165 million in guarantees over the first 3 years of the deal. So this is essentially a guaranteed three-year contract for Brock Purdy. And then if you like the way that he's playing, you'll rework it, you'll restructure it. We all know how these deals work in the National Football League. I like this contract for San Francisco. I think sometimes we are maybe not looking at the full picture when it comes to these deals. There's four elite quarterbacks in the National Football League. It's Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow. There's four of them. Think about it. So if you don't have one of those four and you're one of the other 28 teams in the league, what do you do? There is not a surplus of elite quarterbacks that are entering the league every year or changing teams. You're stuck in some ways. So if you're a team like Philadelphia, what do? You draft a very talented quarterback and you build an infrastructure around him to give him the opportunity. What do if you're San Francisco? You do what they've done, where you've gone to the Super Bowl two times in, what, the last 6 years. You have to build that kind of infrastructure. I think that Brock Purdy has shown you that he is a more than capable quarterback. And I'm not saying that he's close to those top four, but I also think that there are those elite quarterbacks. And then I think there is a much bigger category of quarterback, a quarterback that is very talented, but you have to have a great organization. You got to have a really good head coach. You got to draft really well. You got to put a certain infrastructure around him to be successful. That's what I think that San Francisco has created. So it really was a no-brainer to me. You got to pay him. You don't have a choice to me if you're San Francisco. I think that Purdy has proven he's one of the better quarterbacks, and you can do great things with him as your quarterback. You got to draft well. You got to hope that you avoid the injury bug, and let's see if that's what San Francisco can do. We had a lot of fun this week. Check out the podcast page. We have a Missouri House representative going to join us on Monday to talk about the failed vote. We will get to all of that next week, but until then, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.